Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to Qoo10's first quarter 2021 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After prepared remarks by the management team, there will be a question and answer session. Today's conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to your host today, Yi-Lin Dai, Qoo10's Investor Relations representative. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining Qoo10's first quarter 2021 earnings conference call. The company's financial and operating results were issued in a press release via Newswire services earlier today and are posted online. You can download the earnings release and sign up for our distribution list by visiting our IR website. Participants on today's call will be Mr. Changxun Sun, our Founder and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Steven Li, Chief Financial Officer. Management will begin with prepared remarks, and the call will conclude with a Q&A session. Before I hand it over to the management, I'd like to remind you of Qoo10's safe harbor statement in relation to today's call. Except for the historical information contained herein, certain matters discussed in this conference call are forward-looking statements. These statements are based on current trends, estimates, and projections, and therefore you should not place undue reliance on them. Forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties. A number of important factors could cause actual results to differ materially from those contained in any forward-looking statement. For more information about the potential risks and uncertainties, please refer to the company's filings with Securities and Exchange Commission. I will now turn the call over to our CEO, Changxun Sun. Please go ahead.
Thank you, everyone, for your time and thank you, everyone, for following RomieM云's development. Today, we will release our 2021 Q1 results. 2021 Q1 revenue was 2.05 billion RMB, 54.4% year-over-year growth. Q1's gross margin was 43%. Q1's gross margin growth was 111.6%. Overall business performance exceeded expectations.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for your time and interest in Qoo10's development. We are pleased to report robust first quarter 2021 results with overall performance exceeding expectations. Our revenues were 204.5 million RMB, surpassing the top end of our guidance range and representing a 54.4% increase year-over-year. Notably, our first quarter gross margin reached 43%, higher than the 40% gross margin for the full year of 2020, as we benefited from the optimized business mix. In addition, our dollar-based net customer retention rate recovered to 111.6%. Our value proposition has always been very clear, which is to provide enterprises with intelligent cloud-based products to enable better marketing and customer services, so as to improve their customer acquisition efficiency and retention rates. As I have mentioned in our IPO roadshows, we are proud to be a forerunner among the China-based communication solutions providers to go public in the United States. This is not our end game. We are not satisfied with being an ordinary company. Our goal is to be a Chinese company with global influence, using our SaaS-based tools to help transform the enterprise communications industry.
我们目前的战略重心和IPO时一致, 即云的联络中心, Contact Center, 简称CC, 我们的CPaaS业务是服务于我们的CC, 随着过去一两年的发展, 我们扩展了我们CC的内涵, CC不仅仅只是建立企业与客户沟通的通道, 还应该包括企业对客户管理的工具, CRM与SCRM。 CRM是指客户信息的管理以及与客户沟通记录的管理的软件, 而SCRM就包括广告的聚合投放的管理工具, 私域流量的运营功能以及营销过程的管理功能。 我们的CRM的子品牌叫过河冰, 而我们SCRM产品的品牌名叫巨客。
As we advocated during our IPO, our strategic focus is on leveraging the vast capabilities of our cloud-based contact center, or CC. Over the last few years, we have expanded the boundary of CC from merely a communication channel between enterprises and customers to a more comprehensive tool that includes subsequent customer management mechanisms, such as CRM and SCRM. CRM is the software that manages customer information and communication records, whereas SCRM or social CRM manages private domain traffic and sales processes. Our CRM product is named as Elite CRM, and SCRM product is named as Zhuke.
我们建立这样的产品观念，目的是提高企业从流量到线索，再到承担的转化获客效率，为企业带来沟通、获客、留客，提升满意度的连贯价值。在产品实现上，我们充分采用云化和智能化的手段， 融联持续投入AI技术 与智能化的场景应用挖掘， 从连接中识别场景数据， 从数据中发展企业智能。 融联的产品厚度一直在增加， 产品的用户价值也一直在提升。
Through the extension of the functionalities of the CC and establishment of product interconnections, we can help enterprise customers improve their conversion rates from traffic to sales leads and ultimately to orders, creating value from end-to-end, encompassing communications, customer acquisitions, customer retention, and satisfaction improvement. For our product development, we have adopted a cloud-based and AI-driven approach. We attach great importance to AI applications and consistently invest in our artificial intelligence R&D team while also exploring new AI-based avenues and use cases. Leveraging our AI capabilities, we are steadily enhancing the value proposition of our products by identifying and accumulating data through facilitating connections. And we are helping enterprises utilize data to help intelligent operations, ultimately empowering our enterprise customers with smarter customer acquisition and customer service capabilities.
基于这样的产品战略规划, 我们在IPO后的几个月也做了系列的优化工作。 第一项进展是我们对组织结构做了一些调整。 围绕我们的产品主线, 我们按客群划分, 将原来的多个产品线整合为四个大的事业部, 每个事业部都有自己的核心产品与完整的产品发展路径, 这样能有效地提高销售效率与运营效率。 这四大事业部分别是, 第一个是我们叫产业数字事业部, 针对的是头部与肩部客户, 为他们提供联络中心的SaaS产品以及行业解决方案。 第二个是叫做新营销服务事业部, 是为腰部以下的客户提供联络中心的标准化的SaaS产品。 第三个事业部叫政企智能事业部,
With a solid product strategy in place, we have recently made significant advancements. First, we adjusted our organizational structure to effectively improve sales and operational efficiency. We integrated multiple divisions into four major departments. Based on the characteristics of our customers, each of them has its own core products and a complete product development path. These four departments include 1, the Industrial Digital Division, which provides the contact center SaaS-based products and industry solutions for large enterprise customers. 2, our New Marketing Services Division, which provides standardized contact centers and SaaS-based products for small and medium-sized enterprises. The third one is the SOE and Government Smart Operations Division, which caters to large state-owned enterprises and government agencies, providing video and audio capabilities and deep learning-based video analysis technology with application scenarios such as video surveillance to ensure production safety and the intelligent transformation of social governance. The fourth is our Overseas Division. Having expanded our existing business to Japan, Malaysia, and the Philippines, we're enthusiastic about our progress so far in the international market and will continue to explore further overseas opportunities, aiming to become a truly international company. While realigning our organizational structure with our customer base, we have also been strengthening our internal team. Most recently, our efforts have included establishing our overseas teams, recruiting new sales VP, reorganizing sales teams based on the four customer groups, and hiring new technology director to enhance our R&D efforts. Notably, we have also appointed a PhD supervisor from Nankai University as our chief scientist. Second, we have upgraded our brand from Ronglian Cloud-based communications to Ronglian Cloud. Our refined name and brand reflect the extension from our entry point in cloud-based communications to our current suite of full-fledged products and services for corporate marketing and customer service, including Industrial Digital Cloud, New Marketing Services Cloud, and SOE and Government Smart Cloud. We strive to provide more valuable and multidimensional products to clients in order to strengthen our competitive position.
当前我们有了明确的产品发展路径，接下来几个月，我们的重点工作将关注 SCIM 和海外市场的布局。
我们也有清晰的组织结构，我们有战斗力的执行团队，公司的运营效率也在明显提高，并且已经体现在经营数据上，希望大家能持续关注我们，后续有更多的交流机会，谢谢。
In summary, we have developed a clear product roadmap with key focuses on SCRM in addition to overseas expansion. Through these effects, as well as establishment of a highly efficient organizational structure and a strong executive team, we have considerably improved our operating efficiency and are proud to see it reflected in both our operating and financial metrics. Thank you for joining our call, and I look forward to having more discussions with you in the future. I will now turn the call over to our CFO, Stephen Lee, for a closer review of our progress in integrating Elite CRM and our first quarter financials.
Thank you, Sun Zong and Yilin. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. First, let me provide updates on our progress of the Elite CRM integration. Since the acquisition announcement, our main task has been focused on integrating products and technologies with our existing platform. It is invigorating that integration with RoomCC was basically completed at the product level, and we have started to deliver on many financial products. As our next step, we expect to complete the in-depth integration and hand over more tasks to be handled by Elite CRM. In terms of the integration of AI technologies, we provide the underlying AI technology as well as an interface so that Elite CRM can utilize this technology and develop it into applications. We are pleased to see that Elite CRM has already started to leverage our NLP technologies to acquire customers. We are also excited that the product integration work between Elite CRM and our subsidiary in Japan is almost completed. Since the acquisition of Elite CRM, there have been quite a few new clients, mainly in the finance industry, that have signed contracts with CC Plus CRM. And further synergies from acquisition in customer acquisition are evident by the solid pipeline of potential clients for combined CC and CRM. Now let's move to our first quarter financial results. Our revenues reached 204.5 million RMB in the first quarter of 2021, increasing 54.4%. The increase was mainly driven by very strong performance from our cloud-based contact center solutions business, which saw revenues increase 63.4% year-over-year to 70.2 million RMB, primarily due to an increase in the number of customers, as I mentioned earlier. Cost of revenues increased by 65.6% to 116.6 million RMB in the first quarter of 2021, from 70.4 million RMB in the first quarter of 2020, which was primarily due to increased telecommunications resources costs, outsourcing costs, and infrastructure and equipment costs as the company continues to scale its business. Gross profit increased by 41.8% to 87.9 million RMB in the first quarter of 2021, and the gross margin was 43% in the first quarter of 2021. Now let's look at our expenses. In the first quarter of 2021, operating expenses were 238 million RMB, representing a 92.8% increase from 123.4 million RMB in the first quarter of 2020. R&D expenses increased by 78.1% to 68.7 million RMB in the first quarter of 2021, compared with 38.6 million RMB in the first quarter of 2020, primarily due to an increase in the R&D staff expenses for development of core features and functions in cloud-based CC solutions and cloud-based UC&C solutions, an increase in share-based compensation expense of 6.1 million RMB, and an increase in technology service expenses paid to the third-party outsourcing service providers further development of certain non-core features and functions in cloud-based UCMC solutions. Sales and marketing expenses increased by 48.7% to 68.3 million RMB in the first quarter of 2021 from 45.9 million RMB in the first quarter of 2020, primarily due to an increase in share-based compensation expenses of 7.7 million RMB, an increase in staff expenses, and an increase in spending on online advertising campaigns and marketing activities as our company continues to scale its business and reach a wider customer base. G&A expenses increased significantly to 101 million RMB in the first quarter of 2021 from 38.9 million RMB in the first quarter of 2020, primarily due to an increase in share-based compensation expense of 64.7 million RMB relating to share options granted to eligible employees and directors, certain restricted shares of the company's founders under the share restriction agreements, and ordinary shares issued to management employees for acquisition of equity interests in a majority-owned subsidiary, partially offset by a decrease in bad debt expense resulting from reduced impact on collection of accounts receivable from the COVID-19 outbreak. Net loss for the first quarter of 2021 was 171 million RMB, compared with 47.7 million RMB in the first quarter of 2020. The increase was primarily driven by increases in non-cash items of 115.1 million RMB, including the increase in change in fair value of warrant liabilities of 21.8 million RMB, the increase of share-based compensation of 78.4 million RMB, and the decrease in gain from disposal of subsidiaries, which was 14.9 million RMB in net amount. Basic and diluted net loss per share was 12.76 RMB in the first quarter of 2021. For the second quarter of 2021, Klupen currently expects revenues to be between 255 million RMB to 260 million RMB, which would represent a year-over-year increase of 37.6% to 40.3%. The above outlook is based on the current market conditions and reflects the company's current and preliminary estimates of market and operating conditions and customer demand, which are all subject to substantial uncertainty. With that, I'd like to open up the call to questions. Operator, please.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. If at any time your question has been addressed and you would like to withdraw your question, please press star then two. When you ask a question, please ask it first in Chinese and then in English. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. The first question comes from Hongji Li with CICC. Please go ahead.
Hey, 管理层好。 那我的问题是关于我们在这个战略合作层面的。 因为包括这个腾讯是我们很重要的这个投资方，然后我们在腾讯的生态里也有一个非常重要的角色，所以希望公司能够分享更多的和这个腾讯，包括我们在这个通讯领域和运营商合作的一些进展。那我再快速翻译一下。Thanks management for taking my question. So in terms of the collaboration with some big ecosystem such as Tencent and domestic telecom carriers, could you give us more color on the partnership? Thank you.
好，我来回答一下。那个腾讯作为我们的战略股东，龙年的多个产品作为腾讯的自有产品上架。 腾讯云的金融、政务、电力、工业制造、零售行业都在推融联的智能化的 CC 产品。融联跟腾讯已经或者正在签约的有20家大客户，还有几十个那个项目在途中。第二个方面呢，融联跟企业微信也开展了合作，融联的 CC 中的巨客的 SCIM 产品与企业微信的融合打通，充分利用企业微信私域流量的运营能力，更好的服务于企业，同时也帮助企业微信发展了更多的企业客户。
All products of Coupang has entered Tencent Cloud's own product family, and many sectors of Tencent Cloud, including the finance, energy and power, industrial manufacturing, and retail industries, are all promoting Coupang's products. We have already signed or is signing tens of customers with Tencent, and there are more in pipeline. Also, we have collaborated with Tencent's enterprise version of WeChat to better serve our customers and help Tencent develop new customers.
除了跟腾讯的战略合作之外，我们跟4-5个发达省份的运营商也开展了深度的合作。我们把我们的 SaaS 产品、行业的解决方案、CV 的技术应用，通过这个各省的运营商覆盖到了当地的一些大客户。
We have also signed a strategic collaboration contracts with mobile telecom operators in several provinces, regarding development of 5G RCS messages and also promoting our CV product.
除了我们跟运营商的合作，我们实际上跟这个大的央企，包括电力、能源，包括一些 IaaS 的企业，都在推进合作中。
We are also exploring the opportunities to have strategic collaborations with big SOEs and IaaS companies.
Was there a follow-up?
Thank you. 好的，谢谢啊，Thank you.
The next question comes from Daily Li with Citi. Please go ahead.
哎，管理层你好，感谢刚刚的分享。我这边想请教两个问题，关于我们CC 业务的。首先就是可否有管理层就是分享一下我们CC 业务里面期末云还有融 CC 在一季度的一个收入趋势或者一个表现怎么样的他们的一个续费率或者这个续约率这个情况是否可以介绍一下第二个就是关于我们这个 CC 业务在打单的情况下一个市场的竞争的一个状态是怎么样的就是说我们在跟竞争对手就是去打单的时候，我们怎么可以就是说，就是显现我们的竞争优势？好的，我这边翻译一下。Okay, I will translate my question. Hi, management. Thanks for your presentation. I have two questions about your cloud-based CC business. Could you please share some data or general trend for revenue growth by products, such as the Tmall Cloud, Sevenmall Cloud?And from CC for first quarter, and how's the customer retention or dollar retention trend? Secondly, could you share some color on the market competition recently when you get new orders from the cloud-based CC business? And how do we differentiate ourselves in terms of the product? Thank you.
好，我会回答第一个问题，然后一会儿那个孙总会回答那个第二个问题，好吧 ？I will answer the first question, and our CEO will answer the second question. So for your first question, Regarding our 7-more and Yong CC, like we mentioned, you know, CC increased by over 60% in the first quarter of 2021. So very strong performance. In comparison, Yong CC is actually increasing faster compared to 7-more because I think we mentioned this before. Yong CC is focusing on large enterprise customers, and large enterprise customers are the very best customers in our business, in our industry, in China. So there will be many, many more cross-selling and upselling opportunities for large enterprise customers. So as a result, the Yong CC business for the first quarter of 2021 is actually increasing faster than the 62-63%. 7-more is a little bit slower. I think, if I remember correctly, I think 7-more is increasing around 50%, but Yong CC is I think over 70%. And we actually expect this trend will continue in the future. As for the retention rate or the churn rate, the first quarter, as we mentioned, the retention rate, net dollar retention rate is back to over 110%. After COVID-19, the impact of COVID-19 outbreak is disappearing. For 7-more, you know, since the all of the revenues from 7-more are subscription revenues, so the net dollar retention rate is for 7-more is roughly the number actually I just mentioned. Well, in terms of the number of customer remain with us, I think right now it's around 75% of the customers for 7-more has remained with us. And for Yong CC, because Yong CC is mainly dealing with large enterprise customers, so almost never lose a large enterprise customer. 98 or 99% of the large enterprise customers will stay with us. OK, 然后那个孙总会回答一下刚才那个第二个问题，关于那个竞争的。
好的，我谈一下这个 CC 行业的那个竞争的情况。那我们相较于这个竞争对手呢，我认为有这个以下六个方面的优势吧。第一个呢，就是我们是有 CPaaS 的能力。那其他的做 CC 的产品的公司呢，基本上是缺乏 CPaaS 的整合能力的。这是一点，这是我们相较于其他的竞争对手，我们在客户那儿可以形成优势的。第二点呢，就是我们在 AI 方面的投入。AI 上面我们有100多名 AI 的 NLP 或者 CV 方面的工程师，我们智能化的这个云的联络中心，这个是很多的那个竞争对手不具备的。第三点呢，就是我们的销售队伍。我们公司规模相较于这些竞争对手都要大，我们有1300多人，有400多名的销售，我们的销售队伍要比那个竞争对手的要大很多啊。第四个方面呢，就是我们的客户覆盖，我们既有针对腰部以下客户的期末的标准化的那个覆盖，也有这个。叫行业产业数字云事业部的这个针对头部跟肩部客户的覆盖，第五个方面呢，就是我们又增加了 CRM 和 SCM 的产品的功能，这个是绝大多数竞争对手也没有那个涉足的。第六个呢，就是我们有海外的布局，我们现在有3个国家的海外布局，而竞争对手这一块应该还我还没有看到有那个明确的那个出海的动作。
We think that we have about six advantages over our competitors. The first one is that we also have CPaaS product line, which means that we can provide our customers with telecom resources. However, our competitors, they don't have full suite products, so that they must contract with other mobile operators to provide this telecom resource. And the second is we also have a very strong R&D team. We have very strong AI capability. And the third one, we think our sales team is larger and better than our competitors. We have a sales team of over 400 staff. And the fourth advantage, we think that we are already covered all range of customers. We have 7 more for small to medium enterprises and also Rong CC for large enterprise customers. And the fifth advantage we have, we think, is we have recently acquired a lead CRM, and we can provide the CRM functions to our customers while our competitors cannot. The last one is that we also have overseas businesses in Japan, Malaysia, and the Philippines, but our competitors is currently they just a focus in China. I think in one word, we can provide more to our customers than a pure CC player in this industry.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Again, if you have a question, please press star then one on a touch-tone phone. The next question comes from Akita Eriken with China Securities. Please go ahead.
感谢管理层接受我的提问。我这边的话主要是有三个问题。第一个的话就是关于CC的业务的话，我们可以看到这几个季度的发展是非常强劲的。我想请管理层可不可以大概跟我们这个描述一下，就是如果从未来2到3年的一个维度去看的话 ，CC 业务的一个增速的展望，以及可能潜在的一个市场空间。然后第二个问题的话，刚其实管理层有谈到这个市场竞争的一个回复。然后我这边的话主要其实是想了解一下在 CRM 还有包括我们现在就是从通讯转向更多的这种营销云的一些层面的话，如果相较市场上面这种专门做这种 CRM 的一些厂商来讲的话，我们产品的一个竞争力所体现的一个地方。然后第三个问题的话，就是我们看到这个净收入的留存率在过去2019年到2020年有一些下降，但是今年依旧是有一个很强劲的一个恢复。所以未来的趋势应该怎么判断？有没有可能恢复到之前的一个130左右的一个水平？
I'm going to translate myself quickly. I have 3 questions. The first one is about the cloud CC business. What is the expected growth rate of cloud CC solutions in the next 2 to 3 years, and what is the potential market size if we look for mid to long term? And my second question is, what is the current progress of CRM, and can you share with us a bit more about the long-term expansion strategy of marketing SaaS? Also, compared with other CRM SaaS vendors in the market, what are our competitiveness and differences of the product? And my third question is about the dollar-based retention rate, which has been decreasing the past few years, but we've seen a very positive trend in the first quarter. And how should we look at the trend in the mid to long term, and how much can it reach at the stable stage?
谢谢管理层。好，谢谢。那还是我来这个回答第一个和第三个问题吧，关于数字的。然后一会儿那个第二个问题呢，关于这个，我们和其他这个 CRM 的一些这个竞争格局的问题呢，一会儿我也请这个孙总来回答。OK。 So for the first question, we actually had a industry report in our prospectus, you know, during our IPO. In that report, I think if I remember correctly, by year 2024, the CC market will increase to over 35 billion RMB in terms of the overall market size. With the I think with the annual growth rate of around 35%, and for Ronglian, for Q1, our RCC revenue increased by over 62-63%. So for the next 2 to 3 years, we expect our CC business will increase, I think, somewhere between 50-60%, well above the industry average, because other than CC, as we as Mr. Sun mentioned earlier, we also have like AI vertical solutions. We have CRM, SRM. We have many, many other product features in addition to the basic CC solution. So we can offer a total solution with many product modules which our competitors can't. That's why we think the overseas market. We think the overseas market for the next 2 to 3 years will also become one of the key drivers for our business. So in general, that's why we are very confident our CC revenue will increase in the range of 50 to 60% for the next 2 to 3 years. And your third question is regarding the dollar-based net retention rate. I think probably as you know, our this percentage was not very good for last year, for 2020, due to the COVID-19 outbreak. The COVID-19 thing had a very big negative impact in our business for last year, we have, as the COVID-19 outbreak has been disappearing, this percentage has come back to the normal level, evidenced by the fact that our dollar-based net retention rate for Q1 is over 110%, and we expect this percentage will continue to get better in the future. 那我让孙总来回答一下你那个第二个问题，关于那个 CRM 的那个一些区别的事情。
好的，那个就是之前也有介绍啊，就是我们第一个我们收购了一家叫过河冰的 CRM 的低代码平台的企业，然后同时呢，我们在近期也推出了我们叫巨客的 SCRM 的产品，所以呢，就是第一个呢，就是我们从CC 的产品延展到 CRM、SCM， 从刚才讲的说，从流量到线索到销售转化，销售全过程的这个管理，这个是一个很自然的延展。所以我们做这样的操作，收购也好，新产品的研发也好，应该是一个合理的。我们认为，在这个赛道上面，我们有这样几个方面的竞争优势，四个方面吧。第一个呢，就是我们有13000家的存量客户，这个是我们CC 产品打下来的，然后我们这个是我们很重要一个那个优势。第二个呢，我们有除了这个有CRM 产品之外啊，我们相较于那个专注做 CRM 产品的公司来讲，我们有 CC 的产品能力，有 PaaS 的能力，我们有 AI 的能力，我们还有短视频营销裂变的工具，我们的产品厚度比纯粹的这个 CRM 公司要厚很多，我们是一个完整的全流程的解决方案。第三个方面呢，我们已经有完善的针对腰部以下客户以及头部跟肩部客户的销售体系，这个体系是我们过去8年这个打造出来的，所以新的一些冒出来的 SCM 企业也好，老牌的针对这个就是大客的这个 CRM 的销售公司那个公司也好，就是这个是他们所不具备的。第四个方面呢，就是我们认为 CRM 的这个产品的形态应该是有多种的，那就是我们在市场上面可以看得到有至少是有三种啊，一种是这个 B2B 的B2B 的，比如说像销售易，他们更多的是强调针对 B2B 企业的这个销售的这个跟进的管理。那第二类的是叫 B2C 的企业， B2C 的企业里面又分为决策周期长的产品的这个 B2C 企业的服务，以及决策周期短的产品的那个 CRM 的服务。那举个例子啊，就是快消品或者电商，这个我们都认为是
决策周期短的这个 B2C 的服务，那像金融、保险、教育、医美都是属于决策周期长的产品的这样的这个企业。那有这样三类的那个不同的分类，我们呢实际上是针对在这个市场上针对竞争对手，是在细分市场选择会有一个差异化的选择。我们选择的是 B2C 决策周期长的客户的 CRM 服务，这个是我们的一个差异化选择。比如说我们可以看到销售易是 B2B 的，针对B2B 场景的 CRM 的这个管理，而像有赞跟微盟更多强调的是快消品电商类型的这样的这个决策周期短的这样的那个 CRM 或者SCM 的这个服务。所以在竞争上面我们是有差异化的选择。那我们推出巨客的 SCM 这个大概是一个月的时间，现在当前呢每天有几十条线索，我们在这个领域我们有信心能够成为头部的企业。好，谢谢。
The extension from our CC products to CRM is actually natural and reasonable. This rationale is to help enterprise with their customer acquisition and to their customer retention. We have competitive advantage in the following aspects. The first one is we have more than 13,000 existing customers. The second one is that we have contact center products such as AI capabilities and etc. We can provide a one-stop solution to our customers than a pure CRM professional company. Also, we have established a comprehensive sales team, a sales system respectively for different kinds of customers. The last one is that there are CRM systems targeting B2B or B2C customers. There are two kinds of main competitors currently are doing CRM systems. The first one is they are doing CRM systems for B2B enterprises, such as Xiaoshouyi. And the second is they're doing CRM systems for B2C enterprises, which does consumer products such as Weimeng or Youzan. We have actually targeting different customer base comparing with other major players. We choose the B2C enterprises whose end customers have long decision cycle, such as finance industry or cosmetic medicine. We are confident to become one of the top players regarding our competitive advantage.
就补充一句，就是，决策周期长的这样的这个产品的服务，是因为它决策周期长，所以我们在这个线索到承担的转化，这个运营的工作就显得尤为重要。
We would like to add that why we choose the B2C enterprises whose end customers have long decision cycle, because those have long decision cycle, there are many operating activities we can optimize from acquiring the customer to the customer's final deal. So we decided to choose the B2C enterprises with long decision cycle.
Okay, thank you.
This is our answers to your question.
Thank you very much. The next question comes from Tina Hou with Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
恭喜管理层取得很好的业绩，然后感谢您的时间。我有几个问题。第一个是 能不能这个拆分一下 CPaaS CC 和 UC 三个业务板块的毛利率，因为我们看到今年一季度的毛利率可能相对于去年稍微有一点点下滑，想知道一下其中的原因是什么。然后第二个是关于 CPaaS 业务的，因为我们看到还是有今年一季度还是有非常强劲的这个增长。然后我们记得在就是 IPO 的过程当中，当时咱们其实是觉得这块业务可能后来的话可能计划战略放弃，但现在的话应该是比之前的预期都要好的这个业务发展，所以咱们现在对 CPaaS 有没有更新的一个想法啊。然后第三个是关于这个过河冰的啊，我想了解一下过河冰是不是是算它的收入利润等等是不是算在 CC 这个业务里边的，如果是的话那今年一季度大概有多少收入然后大概整合了就是多长时间在 CC 这个业务里边。最后一个问题是关于我们二季度的指引，因为整体收入的增长大概在36.7%-40%左右，这个相对于一季度的增速是有所下滑的，想知道为什么会有所下滑，并且因为二季度我们过河冰应该就完全有这个是不是大概有三个月都会整合在这个收入里边，那是主要是哪一个板块收入可能增速会比一季度更慢一些那我来翻译一下吧。So I have four questions. The first one is, could management the gross margin by CPaaS, CC, and UC segments? And then the second question is regarding CPaaS. So during IPO, we mentioned that we would probably not focus too much on CPaaS business, but then now it's still have very strong growth. So do we have any updated thoughts on CPaaS? And then the third one is regarding Elite CRM. When did we integrate the revenue number into the first quarter result? How much was that? And then the last question is regarding the second quarter revenue guidance, because the growth has slowed down from the first quarter percentage. So wondering what is the main driver or main reason for that growth slowdown? Thank you.
Okay. I will answer those questions. So for the first question, I think the gross margin for our CPaaS for Q1 is around 30%. So is a little bit higher than last year. And the gross margin for CC business, I think, is 58% for the CC business, and the gross margin for the UC and C business is between 50% to 55%. Well, actually, the reason, because I understand your question, the gross margin for Q1 for 2020 is around 46%, but the gross margin for the Q1 of this year is 43%. Actually, for Q1 of last year, due to the COVID-19, I think the first quarter of 2020 is probably the quarter that was mostly impacted by the COVID-19 outbreak. So the gross margin numbers for that quarter is not a very good indicator of the gross margin for the overall business of the company. Like for example, there are probably some like revenues or contracts are recognized for revenue in the first quarter of 2020, but some costs may be recorded in like different quarters, due to the different scenarios related to this COVID-19. So, but the overall gross margin for 2020 is only a little bit less than 40%, but our gross margin for Q1 has increased for 43%, and we fully expect our gross margin for the remaining quarters of this year, or for the whole year of 2021, will be in line with our original expectations. For your second question, the CPaaS business, regarding us, the CPaaS business, the company's strategy or strategic focus has been the same compared to before. As our CEO, Mr. Sun, mentioned, the CC business will still be the major business focus going forward. And the reason why the revenue for CPaaS in Q1 increased rather significantly was mainly due to we have several very big strategic clients who had very big demands for our CPaaS in Q1. And CPaaS in the future will become one of the combinations or one of the total solution offerings of our total CC solution. As a result, when we serve those very large strategic customers, we think that's the reason why the revenue for CPaaS business for Q1 increased pretty big. But we have not changed our strategic focus regarding our overall business. Your third question is regarding Elite CRM. We actually completed the or finalized the acquisition at the end of March. So for Q1, there were almost no revenues recorded from this acquisition for Q1. But we expect, starting from Q2, the revenues will be 100% included in our CC business. So for your last question, we performed very great for Q1. The revenue and everything increased a lot. Part of the reason is due to as I mentioned earlier, the Q1 of 2020 was probably mostly impacted by the COVID-19 outbreak. That's why if you compare the revenue increase of Q2 this year with Q1, the previous quarter, the revenue increase slowed down a little bit, but in terms of the overall revenue growth rate for the entire year of 2021, so far we are still very confident that we can achieve the expectations we set up at the beginning of this year.
好的，非常感谢。Thank you very much, management.
Showing no further questions, this will conclude our question and answer session. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference back over to Yi Lin, Investor Relations, for any closing remarks.
Once again, thank you everyone for joining today's call. We look forward to speaking with you again soon. Good day and good night.
The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.